and take the rest of the day off. Take a letter, Maria. R.B. Greaves at Wacky Radio and the Four Tops standing in the shadows of love. 7:19 with Moody in the morning. Bob Moody at Wacky Radio. In about 15 minutes from now, as soon as Diane finishes the 7:30 report of news, we'll be trying to call Scotland live and find out what is going on at Robert Burns' birthplace in Alloway, Scotland this morning as the Scots get ready to celebrate Burns Night, and we'll find out how you do that in authentic fashion. Also, after 10 o'clock this morning, Joe Elliott will be speaking to Frank DeFord. Frank DeFord, as you probably know, sports writer extraordinaire, author of a number of books, and also cable television sports commentator. Billy Reed has a very nice column in the sports section of this morning's Courier Journal talking about his admiration for Frank DeFord. Mr. DeFord is also a vice president of the National Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, and he'll be the featured guest this evening at the celebrity dinner party for cystic fibrosis hosted by Pee Wee Reese tonight at the Galt House. This will be the 17th annual dinner party. I guess my favorite night of the year. This is better than Christmas. I enjoy it that much. 7:20 at Wacky Radio. Don't pull your love out. That's Hamilton, Frank, and Reynolds at Wacky Radio. 7:22 with Moody in the morning. I just had a call from Charlie Thayer, the head of the Citizens Fidelity Motor Racing Team, to inform me that Frank DeFord is now chairman of the board of the National Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. I got my information from his from the liner notes on one of his books, and old Chuck Thayer tells me he's been promoted since then. I'm glad to hear it. 7:22 is the time. We'll have the AccuWeather forecast in 1 minute.
And that's the best news of all.
Now, the temperature actually went up 1 degree in the past hour, up from 32 to 33, but AccuWeather meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel says that is purely temporary because the wind is going to be bringing us colder temperatures today, steadily dropping throughout the day, with wind chills dropping to 30 below zero by this afternoon. The surface temperature will be around 20 degrees. We are also expecting some snow flurries and a heavy squall or two. We expect to get an inch, possibly 2 inches, of accumulation out of all of this. Tonight's skies will clear, and fortunately the wind will die down. That'll help a little bit because we're going to be in the single digits with an overnight low of 8 degrees above zero. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, 23 will be the warmest we'll see, and then Sunday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine with a high of 35. 33 degrees currently, cloudy skies, WAKY. You know something? I think that may be the saddest song that I have ever heard. That's Bobby Vinton and Mr. Lonely at Wacky Radio with Bob Moody. Good morning, 7:27. It's Friday. Only one of the top 20 college basketball teams that played last night lost. Unfortunately, that one was 13th ranked Indiana. The Hoosiers losing to Purdue by 10 points, 62-52. I say unfortunately. We have plenty of Purdue fans here that probably don't think that's too unfortunate. The rest of the top 20, Oregon State, Louisiana Tech, Tulsa, Michigan, Virginia Commonwealth, and Nevada, Las Vegas were all winners last night. U of L, as you probably know by now, U of L lost their fourth in a row at Riverfront Coliseum. Cincinnati 56, U of L 54, the first time the Bearcats have won in 18 games. U of L now with a record of 9 wins and 8 losses for the year. Let's go back to 1960. Connie Francis, My Heart Has a Mind of Its Own.
News, a service of Broadway Chevrolet.
7:34.
Yes,
that's 7:34.
I'm too efficient. I'm already planning for the next hour here.
Well, listen, speaking of planning, don't plan to be making any more long-distance calls from the newsroom this month, okay?
Oh, please,
no,
Bob.
No, I'm sorry. If there's a big breaking story in Pike County, you'll just have to send them a letter because I'm about to blow the whole phone budget for the month right now.
Uh-huh.
We're going to call Scotland.
Oh, good.
Today is Robert Burns' birthday, the poet and national hero of Scotland. 226 years ago, that's right, Rabbi Burns. And we're going to try to call the city of his birth, Alloway, in Ayrshire, Scotland, right now, and find out how one properly goes about celebrating Burns Night. Now, what I want to point out here is that very often when radio stations do this kind of thing, they tape it and then they play it back the next day or something. Well, I like working without a net. So we're going to make this call absolutely live, and we may or may not find somebody willing to talk to us. Now, we are calling the Burns Monument Hotel in Alloway, which is just outside the city of Ayr in Ayrshire. Very small hotel. It has, according to this guide, it has 8 rooms, and only one has a private bath. But they're in the right place, so let's see if anybody answers the phone and if anybody will talk to us. 7:36, you're listening to Wacky Radio, WAKY. See if we get through here.
Good afternoon.
Yes, this is
is the Burns Monument Hotel.
Okay.
This is Bob Moody. I'm calling from WAKY Radio in Louisville, Kentucky, in the United States.
Yes.
And we're live on the air. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, there are 16 or 17 other people listening to us right now. I'm calling about Burns Night.
Yes.
And I figured Alloway is where Rabbi Burns was born. Am I correct?
That's correct, sir. Yes.
And how do you properly go about celebrating Burns Night? Is there a ceremony or something you go through?
Well, in actual fact, we don't have anything on this evening, but we do have our own Burns Supper on the 8th of February.
On the 8th of February.
Yes, and the regular people that visit the hotel are invited, and we have the poems and songs and speeches, and they have the haggis and the neeks and the tatties.
Neeks?
Of course, the whiskey.
Neeks and whiskey. Now you're talking our language. We make a lot of whiskey here in Louisville.
Yes.
Can you describe what a haggis is?
I'm not a very good authority, actually, to tell you the truth. No. I've never tasted haggis.
You haven't? I thought it was a traditional Scottish food. But
yes, uh-huh. If you just hold on a moment.
I'd love to, yeah. If there's someone there I can speak to, sure. I love the accent. I really do. Of course, you have to understand that from her point of view, I have the accent. It's 7:37 is the time. This is switchboard operator at the hotel, so I imagine what she's doing here is having to take some other calls. It is the middle of the day in Scotland. It's about 12:30 in the afternoon in Alloway.
Hello?
Yes.
Well, haggis is actually the innards of a sheep.
The innards of a sheep?
Yes, believe it or not, that's what it is.
Oh, my.
It's supposed to be very, very tasty, and you have it with turnip.
With what now?
Turnip.
And what is that?
Turnip is a vegetable.
Oh, turnips. Turnips. Okay. Okay.
And then potatoes.
Is there a traditional toast of some kind that's made to Rabbi Burns?
Yes, there's a lot of different kinds of toast. There's the toast to the haggis. The haggis is normally piped in by a piper.
Oh, with the bagpipes.
That's right, yes.
And so you just you toast the haggis and you toast Burns and toast the piper and everyone ends up having a wonderful time.
They do. They all thoroughly enjoy it.
Do you have good weather for Burns Night today? What's the weather like in Alloway?
It's cold but very pleasant. It's nice and bright today. We had snow last night, and it's nice and bright today.
But you did have snow last night.
We did. Yes, okay. I have had quite a lot of snow.
Well, I know it's the middle of the day there, and you must be very busy. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. Before I let you go, does Kentucky mean anything to you? Do you think of anything in particular when you hear people mention Kentucky?
Chicken.
Chicken.
Kentucky fried chicken.
Universal. Universal. Well, have you ever heard of the Kentucky Derby?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Oh, you have? Okay.
I have, uh-huh.
Okay. Well, it's been very nice of you to take the time to talk to us this morning.
You're very welcome. It's nice speaking to you.
Well, happy Burns Day to you.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Bye.
79 WAKY. Good morning. It's quarter to late, 7:45, with Moody in the Morning. Well, okay, it's a little bit me. It's a little bit you, too. The Monkees at Wacky Radio, and you also heard the Four Seasons, Opus 17. Don't worry about me, baby. 7:47 is the time with Moody in the Morning at the Oldies Station. The Mighty 790 W. The Wonder of You, Elvis Presley, Wacky Radio. 7:50, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock at the Oldies Station. You know, a couple of people called up and it seemed to have been surprised that when I asked that lady in Scotland what she thought of when she heard Kentucky, that she said fried chicken. And that's really should come as no surprise at all. In my experience, when you speak to people overseas and they find out you're from Kentucky, in order, what they mention are Kentucky Fried Chicken, Muhammad Ali, and the Kentucky Derby, in that order. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, the latest AccuWeather forecast, 1 minute away.
Are you a woman who, that's 800-453-3300, except in Utah.
Dr. Joe says the wind is going to really kick in here very shortly, and it will turn much colder. In fact, the wind chill will be down to about 30 below by this afternoon, with a surface temperature about 20 above. We will have snow flurries and a snow squall or two. We expect 1 inch, maybe 2, during the day of accumulation. Tonight, clearing skies. Fortunately, the winds will die down, but we'll have a low overnight of 8 degrees above zero. Partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, with a high of only 23. 23. Sunday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. We should get barely above freezing Sunday afternoon. The high expected to be 35. 33 degrees with cloudy skies at WAKY.
Open up a...
Listen here, darling. I'm going to give you some good news. High School Confidential Jerry Lee Lewis at the Oldie Station. I'm Moody in the morning at 7:55. Diet Pepsi Free with 100% NutraSweet. Look for the Diet Pepsi Shape Up for Spring sample booth at Bashford Manor Mall, beginning this coming Monday, January 28th. 7:56 with the Vogues, and you're the one. 790 WAKY. Good morning, it's 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, and I'm Moody in the morning. Well, hey, everybody loves a clown, Gary Lewis and the Playboys, and the Beatles' P.S. I Love You. 8:10, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is Bob Moody at Wacky Radio. Good morning. I just had a call from a lady to tell me that the 44 Squares Dance Club has canceled the dancing tonight. They have decided that it is simply too cold to dance. Actually, it's not so bad outside now. 33 degrees. Wasn't even any frost on the windshield this morning, but temperatures will begin falling soon, and we'll get down to 8 degrees overnight. Let me ask you something. Does this ever happen to you? You and that special someone are about to sit down to a real nice candlelight dinner. You both already have your heinies on the table. You go to light the candles, only to realize you don't have a match, and you don't even have a lighter. Well, thanks to the crack research team at the Heine Winery in beautiful downtown Waddy, Kentucky, Tinseltown, manufacturers of Heine Wine, the Kentucky Wine, and the flip-top can, this need never happen again. Because six dedicated people spend 8 hours a day looking into Big Red and Thor's Heine to find ways to make it better. And from here on out, if you've got a Heine, you'll have a light. The research team has designed a new can, which will be on the grocery shelf within a month or so. Each can will have a pack of matches glued to the side, as well as a place to strike the match on the bottom of each can. You need a light? Well, you just pull a match off the side of your Heine, strike it on the bottom of your can, and you're in business, Jack. Let's say you're in a bar, and somebody walks up and asks for a light. Well, even if you're away from your table, you can help him out. Simply tell him to walk over and pull a match off the Heine. It's another first from the Heine Winery in beautiful downtown Waddy, where they're constantly looking for ways to make Heine wine the most versatile wine in the world. Look for the new cans wherever you pick up Heine. Heine wine, the wine with a distinctive taste, which is why, even with your eyes closed, you know you've got a Heine.